You know, it can be super isolating to feel like you're the only one. I'm the only one who isn't disciplined. Man, I can get motivated for a hot minute and then it dissipates. What is wrong with my motivation? What is wrong with my discipline? What is wrong with me? I want you to know you're not alone. I want you to be encouraged that basically everybody to some degree battles these things at one point or another. So first of all, take heart. We're going to dive into this today and we're going to talk about how to draw the Lord into this part of your life because it's important and he wants to be part of this with you. He wants to partner in this with you. And because he has promised never to leave you or forsake you, that is in all areas of your life. Yes, including your health and your fitness, okay? All right, I love this episode today. It's short and sweet. Grab your tennis shoes, go for a real quick walk, maybe walk around your house, walk in the backyard, go for a quick walk outside while you're listening, but just listen up and let your heart be encouraged today. Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Hey friend, welcome to our Friday edition of Age in Reverse. So I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like lack of motivation or lack of discipline sums you up in any way whatsoever? I talked a bit about this on this past Tuesday's episode, so make sure you go listen to episode 106 where I dive a little bit deeper. But today I want to take it on a little bit of a different track and ask you, have you prayed for motivation and discipline for your health journey? Have you prayed for that? If you have a hard time getting going, or you're just not motivated, or you're like, hey, I am so motivated, and then I go for a day or two and I completely fall off and I'm so frustrated. So have you prayed about that? So I just want to encourage you today with some words that I think they really will be hopefully inspiring for you. So among some of my latest market research, lack of motivation and overwhelm were at the very top of the list when it came to some of the biggest struggles that women over 40 face. So I want you to keep in mind that motivation gets us started, but it's discipline that keeps us going. So if you're a believer, you can be sure that God wants to impart his strength to help you take care of your temple. If you feel weak, like I can't get going. I just don't feel like I have the strength to get going. Not necessarily physical strength, but that resolve, right? To actually do it and get going. Understand that he wants to impart his strength to help you take care of your temple. So that's just kind of number one. Can we just stand here a moment? I'm standing, literally. Are you standing? Are you walking? So today's episode is going to be pretty short, but it's pretty to the point too. He wants to impart his strength to help you. I hope that right there just helps you to take courage. He doesn't want you to be on your own with this. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." And isn't it true that God uses the things that are hard to draw us to rely more on him? I mean, if everything was easy, we wouldn't need him, right? Like, we wouldn't need him day to day. Like, I got this. Like, everything is so smooth and simple. I mean, do you ever feel that way? Right? So why not rely on him when that is what he wants. He wants us to come asking for these things that we need help with. Yes, mama, write down to your strength, your fitness, your mobility, your everything about your health. He wants to help you. 2 Corinthians 12, it states that my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. So do you feel weak? Guess what? You're in the perfect position for God's power to be made perfect in you. That is heavy. That to me is just like, whoa. Okay, because I'm weak all the time. I'm weak daily. My flesh wants to take over in a lot of different areas. But this scripture says that his grace is sufficient. And when I'm weak, he's strong. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Wow. So in our weakness, we can and we should turn to him for strength, right? Do you feel weak when it comes to motivation? Let me just ask you that again now that we've read this scripture. Do you feel like you're lacking the discipline to get into a habit of honoring your body, the very temple of the Holy Spirit? Then run to him and ask for help. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's the temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass fed bone broth protein. It's grain free, it's gluten free, it's soy free, it's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in 4 different flavors. So you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. Daily, not just today, not just tomorrow, every single day, because every day is a new opportunity for life circumstances to just kind of get us off track. You know, for some of us, it is a busy lifestyle. It is, I would say, for most of us. I don't think anybody within the sound of my voice sits around all day and does nothing, right? That's not why you're here. You're here to improve. You're here to honor God. You're here to get better. You're here to have more energy. You're here to slow down that rate of aging. That's why you're here. So I know that you care. And I know you're not just sitting around doing nothing. That is not the group of women that listen to this podcast. Your life is full. Your life is busy. And that busyness can derail us. So of course, we need him every single day. God, help me to prioritize what it is that needs to be prioritized. You know, for me, when I work out, it's in the morning. That may not be good enough for you, and that's fine. I mean, good enough. That may not fit your timeline, and that's okay. For me, though, my flesh makes excuses if my workout is in the afternoon. I am not as energetic in the afternoon. That's usually the time that I run errands. Excuse after excuse after excuse. So the discipline that I have is to do it in the morning before my excuses can take hold. And it's not first thing in the morning, by the way. I don't set an alarm clock. I do not set an alarm clock. If I have to wake up by an alarm clock, and again, you may have a job where you've got to wake up to an alarm clock. I've talked about this on other episodes, but there are alarms out there. There's apps on your phone. I use Sleep Cycle if I have to wake up to an alarm because it kind of goes off your rate of breathing and it will wake you up in a lighter sleep instead of a deep sleep so you don't feel so groggy during the day. There's sleep lights that will wake you up by light, but it's very gradual light to kind of mimic the sun coming out. So let me just sidebar right there and say, try to avoid waking up to an alarm clock. I think I've done an episode on this before, but if not, I need to do one, or maybe I need to do a refresh, because that's really, really important and has a lot to do with your energy levels throughout the day. But for me, I wake up, and I typically wake up between 5:30 and 6. That's why I don't have to set an alarm clock, because I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. So sleep is prioritized so that my morning routine can be prioritized. Waking up, walk and talk with God. I've talked to you at length about that on here before, that I move my body while I'm talking to God, moseying in my slippers and my pajamas in the backyard if the weather's nice. If not, it's in the house. Then I have my Bible reading, my devotion, any of that. That's a discipline. And then I'll check my messages, get dressed, and head to the gym. So when I say morning, I just want to caveat and say I'm not setting an alarm for 4:30. Heck to the no. Also, not amazing for your cortisol levels. If you're setting an alarm for that early, your body is actually not done with its rest phase. So waking up too early, it can kind of sidebar results when it's jacking with your cortisol, which should naturally rise first thing in the morning. But if you're forcing it really early, that can be tough. So again, I understand if you're like, but that's it. Like, that's literally the only time I have to get it in. You know, it's just something to consider. I'm going to say this probably every episode, but knowledge is not power. Action is power. So understanding what it's doing to your body can help you then put some action to, maybe it's the weekends where you can sleep in and then push your workout a little bit later so that you've got some days to sleep in a bit. But regardless, that discipline, I have to ask the Lord for strength because my flesh wants to get in the way. And then you know what? Sometimes I get in a routine and it's really easy to do this. You get in a routine, you're like, wow, I'm swinging. I'm doing great now. But then, and so then what? I don't need God anymore. And then it's not too long that maybe I start to slip again and my flesh wants to take over. And maybe I want to sleep too long, or maybe I want to skip the workout that day, or whatever it is. But relying on Him, leaning on Him, asking Him, Lord, help me with motivation and discipline this day. Wake up tomorrow. Lord, help me with motivation and discipline this day. Wake up the next day. Lord, help me with motivation and discipline this day. Because every day brings troubles, right? Scripture says each day has trouble of its own. It's not talking about working out, but isn't it so true? Each day has trouble of its own. So ask Him for those things, and He wants to give that good gift to you. All right, so if you do need some direction, if you're overwhelmed, you don't know where to begin, if you are lacking a plan, if you're lacking accountability and clarity, I want you to go check out my Faith Forward, Age Backward program. You can go to lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. That's fab with two Fs. FFAB, lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. I would love to have you. And there is an entire squad, plus my coaches, just waiting to welcome you in, the most amazing community. And we would love to help you get going and stay going, to get motivated and then to get disciplined, right? lisaloufitness.com/fab. Go check it out. That's it for today. I hope this encouraged you that, hey, you know what? You're not alone if you're lacking motivation and discipline. We all struggle with that to some degree. Sometimes we just need some extra help, but every day we can ask for help from the Lord, and He is the Father of good gifts, and He wants to give that gift to you. Thank you for being here. I love you dearly, and I will see you next time.
Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.